This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Within the last half hour, the Republican-led Senate voted to place a new amendment on the statewide ballot that would impose a ban on most abortions with exceptions for rape and incest. The referendum would go before voters in November of 2026 unless Governor Mike Kehoe calls for a special election sooner than that.
All right, there the breaking news from earlier this week, and the Senate then recessed after doing that. We've got Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting on the line. Ask him to join us this morning. Adam, welcome in.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be back, Mark.
Absolutely. You know, so as I read the coverage of this, you're the one that submitted the PQ, correct?
That's correct. So, yes, that's right.
So tell me how we got to that point, because obviously I'm assuming the Democrats weren't willing to play on this at all, and they basically threatened to shut down the Senate before letting this pass, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they had been, they had been filibustering and slowing the whole process down, because they knew they had seen the writing on the wall that we were going to pass some pro-life legislation. But yeah, listen, Mark, it was a historic week. As you know, Amendment 3, when the voters passed that, it led to abortion on demand in Missouri, and Missouri overnight became one of the most radical abortion havens, not in America, but in the world, actually. Our laws became very, very lax. So early on in session, I told your listeners that protecting women and children were going to be my main mission in session, and that I wasn't going to deviate from that. So I authored House Joint Resolution 73 to place the ballot back on the question, to place a question back on the ballot before the voters as it pertains to the issue of reproductive health care. So if the voters approve it, the measure would go back. It would end up repealing and replacing Amendment 3. So it would end 99% of abortions in the state. It limits it to the exceptions. It would reinstate the health and safety standards for women at abortion clinics. It would ensure that your tax dollars are not paying for abortions.
That would be.
It would also.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say
ban child mutilations and surgeries. So that would not be taking place in the state of Missouri as well. But yes, what was that, Kim?
Well, I was just going to say, obviously, this is such a great thing that you did, and I so appreciate that. I remember with Amendment 3, the big issue was the wording on it, because remember, it had been written in such a way that I felt was accurate. And then you had some, I guess, liberal judge who said, oh, no, you can't do that, and it's misleading and all these things, and it got changed. And I would argue that was a big reason why people were deceived and then voted to pass it. So who would get to determine the writing of this one? And would this go through the same challenges where a liberal judge could come in and say, well, no, you have to change it to this?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I wrote it. We wrote it out in the bill. We placed it in the bill. But something else that we passed this year was some very much needed judicial reform. Senator Bratton, a good friend of mine and the chair of the Freedom Caucus in the Senate, sponsored Senate Bill 22, securing the Secretary of State's ability to write our ballot measures if a court strikes it down. So instead of the court having this position where they can just strike it down and then rewrite it themselves, and they always write it skewed to the left, of course. What happens is if something gets challenged, it actually ends up back in the hands of the Secretary of State's office, as opposed to the courts, in order to write that ballot summary. And that was a huge, huge victory for the state of Missouri.
Good.
Missouri Senator Adam Schnelting with us this morning from District 23. So, Adam, here's my question on the PQ. I know, according to the article I read, this first time it's been used since, like, 2020. I'm sorry, but you and I have attended enough events with our fellow conservatives over the years where our primary complaint is we have a Republican supermajority that goes to Jeff City and often doesn't carry through with conservative agenda items. We always seem to collapse at the last minute because of some opposition from the super minority party in the state of Missouri. Why isn't the PQ used more? That's kind of frustrating for me. I understand the whole argument over, well, it's decorum and these are our rules and all that. But I think the supermajority needs to throw its weight around a little more often, just me personally.
No, Mark, I completely agree with you. And I think one of the ways of doing that, you don't necessarily even need the PQ, because what you do is you actually place all of your caucus priorities at the beginning of session. When you do that, you have plenty of time. You know, Democrats can filibuster for a week, wear them down until they don't want to filibuster anymore, and then pass your bill, pass your priority, then do the exact same thing on the very next priority. By the time you get to the end of session, you're going to be dealing with the trivial bills because you've passed all your priorities when you had the bulk of time to allow them to get their say out. But at the same time, there's just not enough of them to go around to filibuster all session long when you start early. That's how I would do it myself. As far as the PQ is concerned, I totally agree with you. Elections have consequences. Missourians, there's a reason we have a supermajority of conservative of Republicans in the legislature, because Missourians continue to send us there. They expect us to deliver results.
Adam,
so I think it's something that should be used more.
Adam Schnelting for Senate leader, please.
I don't want that job, but thanks for wishing.
No. That's where we need you.
Yeah,
young man.
Really. I mean, yes. What you're saying makes complete sense, to put all the big legislation like this at the beginning, so it's harder for them to continue filibustering, and then you can hopefully pass it. You have that time. So if that's the case, which again makes complete sense, why doesn't that happen more? Why does it seem like all of these big bills are, you know, they're held until the very end where you're under this time crunch?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think precedent in the Senate, it has been that they usually do it this way. I don't agree with doing it this way. Yeah. But I will say, I will give kudos to our current leadership, who very much kept their word to me. They knew this is my number one priority. They gave me their word that we were going to pass whatever pro-life legislation that I came up with and was able to get some consensus on. And even in the midst of the Democrats throwing very serious fits and not negotiating in good faith, leadership said, Adam, what do you want to do? You just tell it. You give us the word. That's what we're going with. So I got to give Cindy O'Loughlin and Tony Lukemire credit on this one. They did a good job helping us get it past the finish line.
Well, you know, here we've got this bill now, but we still don't have IP reform. That didn't even get brought up this session. I just talked to Ben Brown a little earlier this hour, and he talked about his bill, which did make it through, which is going to make it harder for foreign money to flood in to support opposition or support for opposition to this bill, obviously, is what it would do, try to scare people.
Huge issue.
But again, we're stuck without any action on initiative petition reform. Was that even discussed this year, Adam?
It was discussed this year. It didn't make it through the process. What I'm recommending is that the governor call a special during veto session specifically to deal with initiative petition reform for several reasons. For one, you have a chamber that does not want you have chamber leadership in the House that does not want IP reform. The speaker really doesn't want IP reform. And the only way to ensure its passage is to ensure that there's no other topic of discussion allowed and that the spotlight is on the Speaker of the House to get it done. And the only way to do that is for the governor to specifically call a special and make it pertain to the passage of initiative petition reform.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that we're actually going to get that this upcoming September.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I hope Governor Kehoe's office is listening, because that's long overdue. Now, I asked Ben Brown this question earlier on the issue of the replacement, HJR 73, placement on the ballot. The governor can decide when that goes on the ballot, correct? Could he not call a special election or have that maybe in August leading up to the general, so that we're not attracting the crazy pink hat crowd to the election box in November of a midterm?
Yes, and more than likely, and I don't want to speak for him, but more than likely what he would do is place it on the August ballot. But that is certainly within his prerogative. Yeah. To choose November if he did. But I mean, historically, I think most governors for an issue like that, most Republican governors or Democrats, if it was the opposite, I mean, they're going to place it in on the August ballot, but we will find out. I mean, he certainly, that's within his right to choose.
I just hope that doesn't hurt us. It makes sense to do that, but I hope it doesn't hurt us, because we've seen, for whatever reason, conservatives do not tend to show up for these smaller elections. Like, we cannot, no matter how much we emphasize the importance of it, they won't get their butts to the polls.
Well, we saw that in April, right?
I know, time
right.
and again.
And that bill didn't make it to the end of session either, did it? Because Nick Schroer was trying to move those elections to particularly school board elections
right.
to November.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Yeah, no, that's got to be done. Nick introduced legislation to move those to November. I co-sponsored that legislation, and I think this next session it's going to have to be a priority. You know, we saw what happened with our elections, and no, I agree with you, Kim. I mean, the reality is we have to get our base out. We have to get conservatives out to vote. We have to get Republicans out to vote. And I think that we're going to be able to do that on this issue. This is an important issue. It's a little bit more encompassing than just the abortion issue. This also deals with gender mutilation or child transgender surgeries for kids. Like, we are not going to put up with that in the state of Missouri. And this is a situation where we need to get everyone out. And it's all hands on deck.
Yep,
when we have it on the ballot.
It's a good point. Senator Adam Schnellting, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for being flexible with us this morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.